I hung on that windswept tree, hung there for 9 long nights. I was pierced with a spear. I was an offering to Odin, myself to myself. I hung from that windswept tree, hung there for 9 long nights. I was pierced with a spear. I was an offering to Odin, myself to myself. No one has ever known or will ever know the roots of that ancient tree. No one has ever known or will ever know the roots of the ancient tree. Alone without comfort, me alone without bread. Alone barely conscious, me alone without a drink from the horn. I peered at the world below, I seized the runes. Shrieking, I seized the runes, then I fell back. From Balthor's famous son, Bestla's father, I learned 9999999999 powerful songs. I was able to drain the precious mead from the cauldron of Ardraria, and then I began to thrive. My wisdom grew, I prospered and I was fruitful. One word gained me many deeds. The charms I know are not known by the wives of kings and not by any man. The charms I know are not known by the wives of kings and not by any man. The first charm is called Help, because it can comfort grief and lessen pain and cure sickness. And I know a second. Any man who hopes to become a healer needs to know it. And I know a third. If I should sorely need help to hold back mine enemy, I can blunt my opponent's blade and soften his staff so he cannot wound me. And I know a fourth. If anyone should bind me hand and foot, this charm is so great that the locks spring apart, releasing my limbs and I can walk free. I know a fifth. If I should see a well-aimed arrow speeding to its mark, I can catch it however fast it flies. I only have to fix it with mine eye. I know a sixth. If anyone thinks to finish me off by sending a sapling's root engraved with runes, that hero, full of spleen, will only destroy himself. I know a seventh. If I should see the hall roof burst into flames over the heads of my chosen comrades, I can quench the blaze however fierce it may be. I know the charm. I know the charm. I know the charm. I know the charm. And I know a well-weighed eighth. All men should be well advised to learn it. If hatred takes root in men's mind, I can uproot it. I know a ninth. If I should need to save my ship in a storm, I can calm the wind that whips off wave crests. Yes, I can put the sea to sleep. I know a tenth. If ever I see witches flying on rafters, I can sing so they go into a whirl and cannot change back into their day shapes or find their ways to their own front doors. I know an eleventh. If I have to lead loyal, long-loved friends into a fight, I can sing behind my shield and they will go from strength to strength. Yes, unscathed to the battle, and unscathed after the battle, unscathed they return home. I know a twelfth. If I see a hanging man swinging from a tree with his heels above his head, I can cut and color the runes so that he will come down and talk to me. And I know a 13th. If I spring water over a child, he will never fall in the thick of battle, nor falter and sink in the swordplay. I know a 14th. If I so desire, I can tell men the names of the gods and the elves one by one. Few fools can do this. Few fools can do this. I know a 15th. The dwarf Theodora sang it in front of Delling's doors, number 93. A charm of power for the gods, glory for the elves, wisdom for Odin. A charm of power for the gods, glory for the elves, wisdom of Odin. A charm of power for the gods, glory for the elves, wisdom for Odin. A charm of power for the gods, glory for the elves, wisdom for Odin. A charm of power for the gods, glory for the elves, wisdom for Odin. A charm of power for the gods, glory for the elves, wisdom for Odin. Sweet 16th, if I long for loving, yes, I can turn the mind and win the heart of a white-armed woman. I know a 17th, oh, such a charm that a young girl will be loath to forsake me. And I know an 18th and final charm. I will never ever tell it to a girl or to a married woman unless I am lying in her arms or she is my own sister. For what you know and you alone know is always the most potent. For what you know and you alone know is always the most potent. What you know and you alone know is always the most potent. These were the words of Odin before there were men. Yes, and these were his words after his death when he rose again. These were the words of Odin before there were men. Yes, and these were his words after his death when he rose again. These were the words of Odin before there were men. Yes, and these were his words after his death when he rose again. When he rose again. When he rose again. When he rose again.